Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Comic Syndicate. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy.
What's up, Beaners?
I'm out for the villain, Josias Arabello, and we have
the... You have the racist mem, the Beaner, yes, here.
Yes.
Not the racist. I've actually met a racier guy.
He's pretty racist, man.
He's pretty good. I like
him. He's pretty good, though. Yeah, funny. Yeah.
We're talking about Nerdnest.
Nerdnest boys. We start off the podcast already shooting the shit.
Hilarious.
Very cool podcast today.
Yes, it was.
Hilarious. I liked their character clash. I don't agree with their character clash, but the stipulations for them, I guess the categories, it makes sense, but Magneto would use his own sword against him and hack him the fuck up. And on top of that, everyone that is in the fucking character clash, Magneto could use the iron in their blood content and just fucking disintegrate all of them. So guess what? Magneto won. No need to continue, guys.
Magneto is the shit.
He would use Colossus and make him turn to shrapnel and kill everybody with Colossus if you thought he was going to win.
But everyone in that whole He-Man universe has metal.
Yes,
on their bodies. Shit,
dude.
Right?
I didn't even think about that, dude.
It's all good, man. All
right, man. Special shout out to you guys, I guess, before... Well, there you go. Since we're on shout outs, might as well go through what we got.
Cool.
All right, man. This is going to be from last week's episode, episode 35. This is going to be from at Gaijin Dark Sky. He's Gabe on Twitter. He hits us up at Mem the Beaner, at Comic Syndicate, at For the Villain, listening to the Sex Facts, and definitely some funny tips, man. No laughing or and no hair for me. that's
okay. Yeah. Doesn't like, what is he talking about? No hair on the...
No hair? So, I think I said, I don't mind bush. As long as it's not like a fucking forest down there. Okay. But, yeah, so he's down with yours too. You said you like smooth, right?
Smooth.
There you go. All right, and then he hits up with the picture, and, he's like, LOL, so funny, at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, at Comic Syndicate 1. She kissed the tip. Then she said, April Fools. He had sent me that picture, and it was like an old Asian-looking cat crying, and just that caption was on there, and I was busting up.
That's fucked up, dude.
Gabe, very funny. That was on April Fools. He sent it to us. So very cool, Gabe. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for continuing this. Hang on with this, dude. Next one's going to be from OutRightShare13, Albert Alvarado, at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, at Lapine is Me. You guys made it sound so good that I had to see for myself, at Comic Snake at 1, and he shouldn't send us a picture of the all-new Ghost Rider.
It was really good, guys. Second issue comes out this week, too.
Yes, on Wednesday it drops, dude. So, very cool. Mike was the head forerunner on, you know, describing that one. So,
yeah.
Mike, you did a great job, dude. We're definitely going to have you back on the show. So, stop crying in our Google chat, man.
I know, man. Fucking hand them some tissues.
And you know what? Speaking of the Google chat, dude, those guys crack me the fuck up, dude. It was like Thursday last week and fucking, I don't know, just the whole day I was laughing. Everyone's busting each other's balls. Man. And we want to name it or rename it fucking the Champagne Room.
The Champagne Room? As opposed
to Comic Talk, dude. A lot of shit gets fucking spoken in there. Next one's going to be from at TK Comedy 2013, Travis Knight. At For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner. Her queefing during sex is a good thing. It's talking to your daddy, quote unquote, by the late great Richard Pryor.
So the queeving is talking.
Yeah, he's making it sound like it's talking to your daddy. Your cock.
I guess the dick's big, too big that it makes it queef.
You know.
Okay, all right. I didn't hear Travis' show last week.
Either. No, I know. He's been on Twitter. I just haven't seen him. So thanks, Travis. Hopefully you're doing well with your podcast. Hopefully this sounds a little bit better. Next one's going to be from at Comical Podcast, at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner. This is one of the podcasts that are up for a Geeky Award. Okay. So I guess they saw us, I don't know, how can you miss us on there? I guess we're whoring each other's asses
out.
At For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, just left you guys a 5-star iTunes review.
Nice, I'll have to read it.
Yeah. If you haven't yet, give my show a try and return the favor. So I don't have iTunes, but I'm going to jump on and do that soon, guys. Okay. I've listened to their podcast already, dude, at Comical Podcast. They're good people, fucking very descriptive. Again, we're the most XX rated out of all the podcasts.
I don't know about XX, but yeah.
Okay, one giant X.
One giant X.
Fucking DX. Bah, right there. Suck it. Next one. Last one's going to be from at Exploding Bullet. He's Seek Donnelly. He actually is in one of our bumpers during when we go to break, when we come back. He's with, on behalf of Omar Spahi, dude. He hits us up. He's like, listening to a fun, albeit vulgar, but still great and positive episode of Comic Syndicate 1. Vulgar? These guys are dope at For the Villain at Mem the Beaner.
Are we vulgar?
Oh, we're fucking vulgar.
Oh, okay, yeah, we are vulgar. Yes, we are.
All right, man. This next one's going to be, again, Nerdness Boys. You guys can find them on iTunes, Stitcher, I believe, Podomatic.
Podomatic.com.
Those guys are hilarious, dude. So if they jump on, Podbean would be cool. You guys can get a site going. We'd love listening to you guys and shooting the shit with you guys. So much love to you guys. Next one's going to be straight up to our Nerdbong.com crew. And we lost a podcast on there recently. I didn't know. But you guys can check out the site for content on movies, TV, comics, cosplay, gaming. I keep shooting the shit with Dead Vinyl and Babblefish 78, I believe. But yeah, way cool cats. They keep retweeting our fucking plugs.
Yeah, I listened to their show last
week. Yeah, and they're good guys, dude. So they are from the Baked English podcast, guys.
Funny.
Yes. Next one's going to be Three Bods, One Pod is now out. But we just want to wish them the best of luck, guys. So I don't know if you guys will listen to us anyways. But to the rest of our crew, listen to the Baked English podcast, Untitled Movie podcast, The Bat Chat, and Splendiferous Stories for Slumber will be dropping soon. Way cool. So I listen to these. So yeah, thanks, guys, for the support. If you guys ever need to contact Adam or myself, you guys can hit us up.
Or you can find me at, Mem... 0021 at nerdbong.com.
I am at sickwitted at nerdbong.com. All right, man. That's about it for shout outs, man. That's very, fucking quick. Very, short and sweet.
Very short and sweet.
Yeah, man.
That's
so
what,
we
that's
get
what she said.
That's not what she said.
Every night. God damn it.
Man. Well, fucking, how was your weekend, dude?
It was good, dude. We had like a little, the families met.
Ooh, oh, nice. How was that?
It was cool.
What'd you guys do?
We went to me and Ed's and had some pizza. Yo. And celebrate just early my birthday early thing.
Oh, cool.
So it was cool. It was,
I wasn't invited.
Well,
yeah, I was just kidding.
Bro, so you're busy.
Oh man, I got pulled over this weekend.
DUI
in Orange? No, everyone keep asking me. I drink. I just don't drink and drive,
what
man.
Happened, bro?
So this was early in the morning on Saturday. I was heading to a restaurant to grab breakfast of all things, dude. And there was a cop, Orange, of course, going down Chapman, going towards the block.
Oh,
so fucking,
yeah.
I get pulled over as soon as, and I didn't pass him up. He was just like fucking sketchily driving slow. So fucking, I pass him. I'm going like fucking 30 miles an hour, 34. He pulls me over. Can I see your license and registration? Sure, officer, no problem. I'm like, grab my shit. I'm like, here, I have my ID in my pocket. Let me grab that out for you. And what seems to be the problem? Your back tail light's up. Your brake light's up.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, I'll be right back. So he fucking goes, checks his cars.
God.
He's on his hood, and I'm just looking at him in the rear view. I don't have anything on me, so I wasn't sweating it. But at the same time, it sucks getting fucking pulled over.
Dude, it's just I have a story where I got pulled over, and... I was drinking, but I wasn't drunk.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, you lucked it. You lucked
out.
Yeah,
this is around Christmas time, about 2 years back. LA.
Ooh,
not LA. Long Beach. I'm sorry.
Ooh, that's still bad.
That's still bad. So
OBC, son.
We went to this place called GameWorks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we were coming back, and there was a light in front of me, and there's light behind it, and so I saw the light behind it.
Oh, and you thought you'd kept going
green. So, and I saw the cop too, right? Yeah. So I just pulled in. So He fucking whoop, pulls me over, walks over. It's a Mexican cop.
Oh, you looked out there, no, right?
Oh man!
Although they can be dicks though too.
They could be dicks.
Yeah, go for it.
So he's all like, "Hey, you've been drinking? Did you know? Don't lie to me. Just tell me how many drinks you drink."
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, "Fuck, you know, I had like one." You know? And then he looked over and looked at my date, and he asked her, and dude, she gives her scream attitude. That,
no, your lady?
Yeah.
Why?
My ex.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And he's all like, hey, you know, don't give me, you don't have to give me attitude. I just want to make sure that if he can't drive, then you can drive. Yeah. But she's fucking drunk.
Oh, idiot.
So he fucking grabs my fucking ID.
Okay.
Goes to the fucking car.
Mm.
Runs it. He sits down. He immediately stands up, comes back, gives me my car, drives safely, gets back in his car, and fucking books it.
Ooh.
So
you lucked out, he must have got a call.
Someone fucking had to die that night. Someone was killed for me to not be in jail right now.
Hey, I'll take it, man. But okay, so that's a good one. Lucked out.
I've never drank and drive ever.
Yeah, I don't drink and drive. So fucking homeboy, you know, comes back finally, and he goes like, you're free to go. I appreciate it, officer. By the way, what side was it? So I can check it out and get it fixed. He's like, it's the back center one. So I finally get back to the spot I'm going to, fucking, I check my fucking lights. First of all, My brake lights were working.
Okay.
And on the panel, there's the brake lights, and then my left blinker, and, you know, like, they're just everything. But there's no middle portion of the brake lights. I think, and he didn't ask me for my my proof of insurance.
So really?
He just said license and registration.
I think they're looking for somebody, bro.
Well, my tags, technically, they're not expired. But I literally...
What do they do, April?
Late April. Okay. So 28th. I think that's what it was. Like, he was thinking it was the first
week. It's like the 2nd of April.
No shit, right? And I have like a month after that.
Oh, God
fucking
damn.
Dicks. So, and he was just... He was a fucking douchebag, dude.
What a fucking asshole.
Orange. Hey, man. So, fuck it. Hey, racial profiling.
I gotta take it for orange, too. Like, my headlights.
They're fucking dicks in Tustin, too, though.
Fuck.
And I work out in fucking Tustin.
Fucking
that's
pigs.
Bullshit, dude. Fucking pigs. Cops trying to...
We gotta stop bumping that gangster fucking music.
I know, right, dude? It's only fucking, like, Alice in Chains and Chevelle I'm bumping, dude. All right, Jesus. Man. We got a bunch of news articles. Do you want to go into anything, or you got anything to add?
No, man. Go for it. What do we got today?
All right, man. I found this one today. Fucked up. I got a bunch of fucked up articles today. And this first one's gonna be from Huffington Post. I got it today for... Well, actually, this was from 4-1, guys. And this is not an April Fool's. Mexican teen Irandi Gutierrez allegedly stabs best friend to death over nude Facebook photo.
What? A nude?
Yes.
Facebook. Okay.
All right. Just feel free to stop me anytime. Go for it.
I mean, I would be pissed.
I would be pissed. I wouldn't fucking stab you, homie.
I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't stab you to death. I'm just kidding.
I guess that means a lot to me.
Damn. Like... All right, go for the story. I want to see how she got the
picture. Name of the girl is Anel Baez. A Mexican teen is accused of killing her best friend following a dispute over nude photos on Facebook. Irandi Gutierrez allegedly stabbed Anel Baez 65 times.
See, dude, this is why you don't fuck with Mexican girls.
Oh, my God.
They will fuck you up.
No fucking joke, dude. Seriously.
They will stab you.
At the victim's home.
And they get pregnant fast. you double rap with these bitches.
You really do. Victim's home in Guamachil, Sinaloa on March 19th, according to Mexican news site Notice. The girl's both 16 years old.
Wow.
Had been close, but the relationship deteriorated after Baez posted a quote-unquote humiliating naked selfie of herself and Gutierrez to Facebook, according to New York Daily News. So that's like you and I giving duck faces, nude duck faces.
So they were naked together.
Yes.
And taking fucking pictures.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the broads supposedly posted it on Facebook.
Okay. What the fuck?
Okay. So far, not bad, minus the stabbing.
Okay.
When Baez uploaded a picture of the two girls both naked, however, Gutierrez became furious and threatened to, quote-unquote, bury Baez before the end of the year.
Barrier?
Yes. Okay. Straight up. And now they even give a quote, which is interesting. Oh, here you go. It may seem that I am very calm, but in my head, I have killed you at least 3 times.
65 times.
Yeah, but she had put this on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
So it may seem that I am very calm, but in my head, I have killed you at least 3 times. Gutierrez reportedly wrote to Baez in her Twitter account, which has now been deleted. Prosecutors said Gutierrez admitted slaying Baez as revenge, Notice reported. However, the victim's family questioned that motive. They also cast doubt on whether the photos exist, according to Huffington Post translation of the website. Baez's friends said they never saw the purported photos on Facebook.
What the fuck? So the pictures aren't even loaded?
Yes.
I mean, you've heard that new Snapcats, right?
Yeah. Ooh, there you go. The Snapchat.
So, I don't know, man. This chick's fucking stupid.
Ooh, well, let me finish it up.
Okay.
You gotta see the broads. You gotta
see the broads.
I know, right? Because one of them's a cutie. The other one you can just... Well, I'll tell you right now. Screenshots of Gutierrez threatening tweets were obtained by Spanish language news website Semana. Now, that's with the girl that passed away. She's like... and then she says, I am going to bury you before this year is over. It may seem that I am very calm, but in my head, I have killed you at least 3 times. So they repeat again. Baez invited Gutierrez to her house on March 19th so that the high school students could resolve their dispute and became friends again, according to Huffington Post translation of Semana. But instead, Gutierrez allegedly stabbed her former best friend multiple times in the back with the kitchen.
Oh, shit.
Gutierrez fled the scene and tried to hide her involvement by grieving with friends.
So, like, fucking, so they find the dead body.
They find
body,
the dead body, and like, she's like, did you hear what happened to fucking Adam? Holy shit, what happened to
fucking stabbed him. Did you see the pictures?
Okay. Now, Gutierrez fled the scene, blah, blah, blah. Notice reports that if convicted as a minor, Gutierrez would face a prison term of up to 7 years. The one on the right is the girl that got stabbed. The one on the left has a serious...
God damn, they look
a
like...
A freak serious case of bitch face, dude.
Bitch face.
Like, you can tell she's just like...
Fuck, what the fuck? They kind of look like twins.
They kind of do. 16 years old. They're both cute. Bitch face broad, just you can tell she's gonna do something crazy, dude.
I mean, is that normal for like to do selfies naked with your best friends?
I've never taken a naked selfie with you, so I can't say. Well, girls, though. I mean, yeah.
Well, like topless or like the whole fucking...
Well, on Twitter, there's a lot of girls that fucking post some fucking shit, dude. Like,
I've seen, I try not to see those.
Well, I'm single, so...
you can see them. I can't see those.
All right, so that one's Jesus shit list for homegirl. And what the fuck?
65 man? Times. I mean, you would get tired.
You would.
I mean, think. I would get tired after 15 stabs. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no shit.
There's fucking blood everywhere.
I know, dude. All right. So we got plenty of time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to save this one for last because it's not funny, but it's pretty terrible. This one's going to be a quick read. This is going to be police telling teen killed VUU student over sneakers. This one was also off of the, I forgot where I got this from, guys, March 27th. William Declan Lee, source Richmond. Actually, you know what? Fuck this article. We'll jump to that one later, dude.
All right.
Because we got sex talk. So this is the one I wanted to read you.
Okay.
Now, we're going to have a new inductee into Jesus Shit List, dude.
Okay.
And it's going to be me for reading this article.
You're
going to
be on the shit list?
Oh, my gosh, for reading this.
Jesus never forgets.
We're
going to
have a field day with this, right? Dude. I know. Well, hopefully he forgives me. But it's on the news.
Okay.
It's Huffington Post. Man grabs elderly woman, swings her around.
Oh,
right. Yeah. I got this. I'm like posted 4-4. So I'm sorry.
Fucking arms having, fall off.
As soon as I read that title, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And apparently there's a video. Now, let me read this for you.
Oh, man.
Now, yes. Terrible. Terrible. A viral video posted to Facebook Thursday has caught the attention of Romanian authorities, who are now looking for a group of men possibly responsible for assaulting an elderly
woman.
Those
fucking Romanians, dude.
I know.
Wow, we have nothing else to do.
No. In the video, a man picks up a short elderly woman before swinging her around on a street in Bucharest. It was originally reported by the Daily Mail.
Please, somebody let her go.
No, but let me
into
finish.
Into a fucking reading. Car.
The woman appears disoriented as she is set down.
Oh.
A group of men. Oh, this is terrible. A group of men laugh as she attempts to run away.
Oh.
Okay, terrible. I know. It doesn't get better. It's still bad. The Daily Mail reports that the friends can be heard saying, "Spin her more, spin her more, and run, catch her, do it again, do it again."
Jesus.
Fuck. A man.
Poor lady.
Is then seen sprinting after the woman and swinging her around again while she screams.
It's like,
poor old Romanian lady, dude. I didn't mean to laugh, but this was in the news. A Bucharest police spokesman told the Daily Mail that they are looking into the incident.
I wonder if they grab her like by the arm and leg and spin her around. You've seen those little kids like fucking.
This one was worse. I actually have a picture on my phone. I'll show you in a bit. But he grabs her by. She was wearing like a coat.
Right.
And it's buttoned up, thank goodness, securely. Jesus. But she's like a tiny lady, and he grabs her by the shoulders. And there's a video of it, but I just caught the cut snips of the pictures.
Right.
He grabs her by her fucking jacket from behind, just
terrible.
Fuck.
She's laying at a bus stop, and these fucking guys, dude.
And I can picture her like,
yeah,
wobbly as she
fucking Romanian,
okay,
dude.
Terrible assholes, these guys.
Broken
these
shoulders
guys.
And everything.
We want to know when this video was shot, where it was shot, and who the people were in the video. A spokesperson told the publication.
Them.
Yes. A report will then be prepared for prosecutors who will decide what action to take. Now, I always wondered, like, well, never mind.
That's just fucking. No, no.
That's fucked up.
No, say
I know,
it.
I'm
you said never mind. You gotta
okay,
say it.
Okay, well,
say it.
Old people, like, you never see them, of course, on a roller coaster.
Right.
Okay.
This bitch is like, fucking teeth fall out, wig falls off. Fucking,
yes.
Oh my
I
God.
I did not mean to laugh at that. I'm not making fun
damn,
of it.
She had a
it's
heart
just
attack.
Terrible. Yeah, dude. And he lets her go. And thank goodness he didn't let her go. But he set her down.
Fucking bones are just fragile.
Yeah, exactly. And as she's trying to run away, they still catch up to her because her boys say, do it again. And he.
I mean, I don't know, man. I would be driving by and seeing that.
I would do something, dude.
But I think it was a prank.
And the dude looks like a fucking yoked up fucking douchebag, like a fucking meathead type
of
guy.
Oh, fucking douche muscular faggot.
Exactly, yeah. So, all right, man. That's a what the fucking Jesus shit list? Them? Not me. I just read it, guys. All right, we can go sex facts. Sex talk, I guess. All right, man. We got 12 sex thoughts of girls that guys didn't know. What everyone should know about the female orgasm and hooking up. What can Kegels really do? People who watch more porn have more sex, survey finds. 25 facts about sex that you didn't know. These are all singles, so those are cool, pretty quick. 11 ways mainstream porn misleads women about sex. And watching porn is surprisingly not just for lonely virgins, survey says.
Let's do the Kegels.
The Kegels, all right.
The muscular...
Yeah.
Working out that muscle.
This is the one where the muscle, yes, for their urinary tract. So when they take a piss, and it also helps, like, they want men and women.
They want a tighter taco.
Yeah, pretty much. And the women are, when they get pregnant, or I guess after they give birth.
They just get destroyed.
They get destroyed.
Fucking destroyed.
That they have to, get it back into rhythm, I guess, or to where it's supposed to be. What can Kegels really do? I got this off of mydailymoment.com. If you're a regular watcher of women's talk shows or the Sex and the City series and films, then you probably know what Kegels are.
I didn't watch any of that fucking shows.
All those fucking shows, dude. The exercise is named after Dr. Arnold Kegel, who invented an instrument that measured the strength of pubococcygeus?
Pussy?
Or PC muscles. Yeah, oh,
okay.
I guess so.
Okay,
yeah.
So lips, pussy lips.
Yeah, muscles. Yeah, yeah. These muscles exist in the pelvic floor of both men and women, and they can weaken as a result of pregnancy. There you go. Childbirth and prostate issues in men. Okay. So that's good for us to know, too.
So does this make it tighter?
Or
like you said, it tugs around the penis.
When we're having sex, it's just when you're fucking cocking her, it just gives like a tug.
Okay.
So it feels good, like a little feeling
instead
on your
cock. Instead of like a fucking 9-year-old kid come out of there, like just giant fucking head.
Yes. Okay. Now it's seen though the Kegels are good for men and women for prostate cancer in men, which is great.
Men can do it too?
Dude. The muscles exist in the pelvic floor of both men and women, and they can weaken as a result of pregnancy, childbirth, and prostate issues in men. So as we get older, we have prostate issues.
Like our ass?
Mm-hmm. So you've taken
you
a piss before?
People stringing up their assholes?
Well, not necessarily. Although men should probably straighten their assholes. just, I guess it helps out when as we get older, our prostate gets, weaker, so it keeps us more in better health, I guess.
I guess it's a cleaner pipe.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Let me see. Where are we? Okay, the result of the weakening can mean urinary incontinence, stress incontinence, and erectile dysfunction in men. So there you go. Good for us to know, too.
So it affects our shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, it's fucked up. Yeah, we don't need any erectile dysfunction. We need our cocks. That means you can't get your fucking cock up for the most part. So let's work on these, maybe.
Okay.
For men, for both men and women, strengthening the PC muscles can lead to heightened sexual enjoyment. That's, like I said, that little pulsing on your cock. Enjoyed by allowing men to control the onset of ejaculation. So it also helps us out.
Jesus.
So fucking hold
how do we
our,
fucking
hold
do
our,
these?
Our load. I think it says, if
couple
not...
couple push-ups?
Yeah, actually, cock push-ups. Yeah, yeah. And because this is the muscle that contracts when women have orgasms, it can increase the intensity and probability of having an orgasm. So it also helps them come faster, and it helps us hold on to our load.
That's pretty good to become
so
faster.
That's not bad, for sure.
I'm down for that.
Obstetricians advise their patients to begin a Kegel regimen before giving birth to allow for a smoother delivery and to prevent weakening after childbirth. Okay.
Okay.
So makes sense, which we were talking about. Which can lead to incontinence and uterine prolapse. The way to do a proper Kegel, there you go, this is
there
the article.
Go.
The way to do a proper Kegel exercise is to contract the muscles that control the flow of urine and hold the contraction for 3 seconds.
Hold your piss?
So, yeah, yeah. Like if you're taking a piss, when we take pisses, just hold it. That piss, the urinary tract, allow yourself not to piss. And it says for 3 seconds, then relax for 3 seconds. Repeat 10 to 15 times each day.
Holy shit.
So that's for men and women. So if you feel your stomach or buttock muscles contract, then you're not doing it correctly. Interesting.
I wonder how this fucking guy, this doctor, figured this out. Like,
he must have been fucking with his penis too?
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, hands deep into pussies. Like, okay.
Best doctor ever.
You need to work
on... That's why we should have became a gynecologist, I think.
You need to work on those lips.
Yes, right?
You're fine.
You need to drop your pants. I got to see what you got.
You had a 10-pound baby. You are not fine.
Okay, so. And his name is Kegel. So he's Dr. Arnold Kegel. So he's the man, dude.
Jesus.
If you feel your stomach, buttock muscles contract, then you're not doing it correctly. Attempt to isolate only the muscles that control the starting and stopping of urine. Your doctor can help you do them the right way so that you reap all the benefits. And that's all I got for sex talk, dude. We're looking decent on time.
Yeah,
right?
We're looking pretty decent. We got about 6 more.
All right, man. We can do... I don't know if you want sex. I think I got something really quick I guess I can go through. Sex-wise. Unless you want to toss in anything.
It's up to you, man. I don't care.
Okay, let's do one more sex, dude, because I think this one's going to go quick. Oh, here you guys go. 12 sex thoughts of girls that guys didn't know. Last week we showed you how frat bros are using the secret sharing app Whisper to share their dirty laundry about Greek life. Some bros are using it to come out of the closet. Others are admitting on to how much they hate fraternity life, and even though they front that everything is perfectly fine. Today we've discovered more compelling secrets on Whisper, this time sex secrets. Apparently girls are using the app to share secrets about their kinky, or not kinky at all, sex habits. When you look at it objectively, it's kind of sort of a guide by women to what men should know in the bedroom.
Okay, so they got their own little secret society here?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. And they all hate each other, which I don't understand.
Well, they're women.
They all hate each other. This first one's going to be sexting, quote unquote, with a guy. He thinks I'm touching myself and getting off on it. I'm eating Lucky Charms and watching
Fresh
Prince.
Yes, you are, you fat bitch.
Now, okay, since we're on there, sexting, you've done it?
No. I mean, I've done it before, but usually, I don't know. I've done it before, but it just doesn't do anything.
I like girls.
Just get in the goddamn car and drive over there.
Yes, exactly. So I can't say I touch myself,
but I do.
Makes sense though, right?
Makes sense. They're eating fucking burritos, and watching television and shit.
So I get that too, because I'm not fucking whacking off to your girls either. All the time.
Two fucking words. That's hilarious.
Exactly. Dear guys, please learn what 8 inches actually is. Oh, really, bitches?
Wow.
Bitches. No, you next
need to
one.
Do fucking kegels, you ugly bitch.
If only guys knew how much girls faked it.
Wow. What is this,
you know,
article?
What
is this?
I got one over on you, Brods, because I fake come you girls.
My boy here fucking fakes orgasm, shoots out air.
I know.
And bitches love it.
So, exactly, dude. So, the interesting, like, that's a big known one everyone knows, I think. More men need to learn how to orally pleasure women. I'm 150% confident in my fucking pussy eating skills.
Yeah.
You?
I kind of don't go down to the the
really?
Depths.
No. Not your gay?
Or not.
Go for it, man.
I just
never been your thing.
You know, some things that people have it, some people don't like
okay.
it. I try not to, you know, go to the caves.
Okay, no, that's weird. You're probably the second, maybe third guy that has told me
okay.
they don't like it, which is not a bad thing. You know, I hate when
maybe I was better at maybe more more confidence in practice.
There you go.
I don't know.
There you go. Ladies. There's
ladies.
One lady out there. Two things that guys need to know about boobs. One, if her boobs can stay up on their own, they fake. Two, if she's trying too hard to show them and wearing a padded push-up, they are small. They small.
Okay, I already know that.
Yeah, we know that. Next one, so why are girls expected to scream and moan and guys will barely let a moan slip out? Hearing a guy moan is sexy.
Okay, that's I don't really...
How do you feel about it?
I don't moan that much. Kind of a quiet...
Lay.
A quiet lay.
Because I can be loud. I like the whole fucking pounding and fucking, oh, you like that? Mm. And even when I'm getting it good or getting good head, like,
right.
You know, it's just, I gotta let it out, dude. So it's nice to know
that's
that
girls that's something to practice. Okay, I could start saying stuff like, okay, yay.
Okay,
it's like, Belichick having sex.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That feels great. Lift your leg
a little lower. I know, right? Nice. Next one. I secretly love being called a whore while having sex. Women on our Twitter, let us know.
I'm
curious about this.
I've called, you know.
You've called them a whore? Because you asked me last week. Okay, sluts, I can't see. No, I just have said, I'm going to
hate whore's better?
I don't know. Okay, that's why, ladies, hit us up
okay.
on Twitter. Next one, guys don't know how to tease the right way or handle being teased themselves. Bullshit. How do you feel about women teasing you?
I'm ticklish.
Whatever,
dude.
I can't talk shit on you because right when I was going to, I'm like, oh, shit, because I have, there's 1, 2, 3 spots
right.
that if a girl kisses me in these spots, oh, I'm fucking just like, I'm a fucking, yeah. Like, my knees start fucking shaking, dude. Like,
I start squealing. Like, I start laughing and, like, fucking...
It's
a turn off.
I love it, though, dude. Like, it feels good. But, like, if they have to do it in a right way, in a very sensual
right.
way. Do you like teasing women?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It gets them off better,
too. Yeah, me too. I like swallowing. Ooh, it's really not as big a deal as every other woman makes it out to be.
That's a thing. That's good.
Yes, that's a bonus. 99% of the girls I've been with have fucking swallowed.
Yes.
Yes, I love how you say yes. There's like that one percentage that don't, and I don't hate on it if they
don't. Do you ever try like fucking...
Don't warn them?
Don't warn them, just like, you know it's coming and you're just like...
Oh, I'm going to come soon, I'm going to come soon. Oh, I didn't realize I was going to come right now. When, how do we not know, though?
Well, we know. We know.
We tell them. Yes, a long time ago, I think I have, dude. But I've always been told, which is weird, the 90% of the 99 have told me, you taste really good.
I heard that if you change your diet, like with fruits and shit.
Yes, pineapple juice.
Yeah.
Not asparagus. Asparagus makes it taste worse, right? I don't know. I think that's what I've heard. I haven't experienced
it. I heard Burger King makes it taste like shit.
Next one. I hate when guys don't know how to love a lady with their hands. That's something guys should do perfectly.
Like fucking fingering them?
Yeah, I'm fingering them. Yeah, so, or even rubbing your hands all over their body. I'm pretty good at that. Yeah, me too, dude. Very sensual I am. I'm a girl and I really hate condoms. It doesn't feel nearly as good as if they have one on. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Okay, it feels great without a condom, but sometimes, just to be on the safe side.
18 years, you're dead.
I know. And the last one, friends with benefits was a bad idea after all.
There should be an understanding.
Yeah, no, I'm down with that.
There should be an understanding. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're just friends. Yes. We're just fuck buddies.
Yes, yes.
There's
yes.
no commitment.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that I totally back up, dude. I've had those friends before, and they're fucking dope. And, it's just... Yeah, as long as...
Just don't tell me about the fucking guys you're seeing, and yes, I won't tell you about the girls.
Exactly. And like you said, there's got to be that mutual understanding. There's not going to go anywhere more than this.
I don't want to know about Jerome's dick bitting you.
Jerome's dick. Awesome. Who's Jerome? We'll say that for another day. All right, man. That was our sex facts for today. I guess we'll take a break.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right. Cool.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons and having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Ming Chen.
Mike Zapsik.
And we're from a podcast called I Sell Comics and also a little TV show called...
Comic Book Men.
And you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Omar Spahi.
And this is Seek Donnelly.
From Awesome Comics.
And you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Courtney Cruz from Devil's Playground Burlesque, and you are listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean Allen. You're listening to Mem and For the Villain at Comic Syndicate. I messed that up, but Comic Syndicate, you got it.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to go to some comics. Before we go into comics, me and Joe already watched the little movie called the...
Captain America.
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
It was a great movie.
You saw it opening night?
Yes, I did.
Cool. Where'd you go to, and how fucking insane was it?
It was we went to... by the Honda Center, the Century.
I love that theater. Okay.
And we sat out. We were the first ones in line.
Very cool.
We got there pretty early. It was pretty cool. It was great. Yeah. We're going to do a review, but...
Full review, spoilers included. We're going to talk shit. Actually, not talk shit. We're just going to give the movie a review.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
The end of the month, guys. So we're going to give you guys enough time to watch it. We'll let you guys know right now. It's a fantastic fucking movie, dude. Movie. Watch it. If you're not a comic fan, I don't know why you're listening to us anyways. But if you're not a comic person... Go fucking watch it. It's a non-stop fucking action-packed fucking movie. A lot of fist fights, dude. I loved it.
So
I think
good.
It got bumped up to favorite Marvel, dude. I think it topped over Avengers, favorite, dude. Man. Yeah. All right, so we'll get that to you guys at the end of the month.
Cool, man. We got a couple books I read this week. I read The Field.
Okay.
It's an Image book. It's done by Simon Roy and written by Ed
Brisson.
And this story was pretty good. It really leaves you in the dark, like what the fuck's happening.
Okay. It's,
we got a group of guys with guns and they're looking for somebody, obviously. And you know what's worse? You know my worst dream is fucking being in the field in my fucking tidy whities lost.
Nice, all right, dude.
So homeboy is in his fucking underwear, doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
All he knows is people with guns are looking for him, right? So he's moving around trying to get away. He's a cell phone.
Okay.
And it's a missed call from unknown.
Interesting.
So he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He tries the code, of course, incorrect. It buzzes. It gives him a message. It says run.
Run. Okay.
So motherfucker's like, what?
And these motherfuckers are after him.
Well, there's another car. This is a different car. Ooh. This is his fucking car chasing him through the fucking field.
Interesting. All right.
Stops and he gets another text message. Do not get in the car.
Interesting.
So this is fucking, really...
That's pretty nuts. Yeah,
it's really, like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
Homeboy comes out of the car. It's a big fucking ugly motherfucker holding a gun, says get in the car. And he, oh, I mean, well, what are you gonna do, not get in the car?
Yeah, at gunpoint, right?
So he gets in the car, homeboy, the driver gives him clothes to wear. The driver's really fucking weird. Like, he says he's a Christian.
Interesting.
And, you know, he's really hot-headed. Like, he asks him, oh, you know, aren't you, you need to fucking, you need to, you should thank me now. So it's kind of like.
Huh. Yeah, so he's a straight up just dick, dude? Yeah. Like, is it like Bible Belt? Does it say like where like maybe down south maybe?
No, it says nothing. Does give you any fucking.
Interesting. Food. Okay, asshole.
So, okay. He goes, so the guy's like, I should. And then. He looks at the clothes, like, really, like, under some ugly-ass clothes. And then the driver bangs him in the head with the fucking gun.
I said, you should thank me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Interesting. Pistol whips him straight up, dude.
Dude, don't you ever blaspheme. Don't you dare disrespect me, you shit. Little drug worm.
Dumb worm. Nice, dude.
So, so the guy's sitting in the car, like, what the fuck?
He's bleeding from his eye, dude.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, he says, hey, listen, kid, I'm sorry. I roughed you up.
He's crying. This he's like, a, ow. Like nice. Person. He's just a fucking dick, dude.
He starts talking about the Bible. Ooh, he has 8 tracks. They keep driving. Suddenly, there's a group of motorcycle gang riding. And they have smoke eaters. That's all they say right there. And
that's a nice little panel, dude. That one up there. I like that one on the left.
Yeah.
Where? Interesting art. No, the one prior. That I like this one right here.
Dude. Yeah.
Pretty sharp. All right. I can't say I've seen his art before.
Nah. Actually, he starts... They go into this diner.
Mm.
And so homeboy's like, okay, there's lots of people here. I can probably, you know, get the fuck out of here, right? So he tells the guy... he gets another phone call. And it says, get out of the diner. He's going to kill you.
Idiot. Right? And the kill you in all caps. Like, yeah. Okay, interesting.
And so, he's looking around, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to have to, listen, thanks for the lift and all the clothes, but I can't. I'm not doing this. I need to go.
Yeah. The friggy dude.
The friggy dude. So, homeboy.
Is that cocaine?
Yes. He starts talking about Jesus, a strong, proud Christian. While doing lines.
Right? Holy shit, dude. God. Yeah, so, dude. Wowzers. Okay.
So he goes, I can just let you go. Enjoy myself. And I'm enjoying my hell out of myself. So he pulls out the gun.
What the fuck is up with this guy? Well, it's the cocaine. Holy shit.
He starts fucking killing
everyone. Blasting everyone.
In the diner. Right? Everyone but the waitress, because he knows the waitress.
Oh,
and
so that makes it okay.
I have to clean this mess up now.
Shit nugget. What the fuck?
Okay. So everybody's dead. Homeboy is still scared as fuck.
Oh yeah, well, shit. He just fucking mowed down the whole fucking restaurant, dude.
Get up and get out of moving. There's only so many hours in the day. So they get back in the car. They go back to the gang.
Okay.
And the MC is all like, you know, we're too late. Maybe they see the chase.
Hmm.
And they're looking for homeboy too. So let's go. We don't have any time to waste.
Okay.
So it ends. This issue ends with the motorcycle people looking for homeboy.
And no answers have been fucking
resolved. No answers. They don't even know his name.
No shit. Huh? No names whatsoever.
No names. So and then homeboy is with the abusive dad.
Yeah. Okay. Just a quick breakdown. You said image title?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I didn't even see it out there, dude, on the stands. I probably would have got it. I liked your breakdown, dude.
It's a good book. I like how it keeps you thinking, like, what the fuck's this guy gonna do?
Yeah, and then just that fucking, okay, the bastard dad, he just seems like a dick anyways. And then, like you said, he's talking about the Bible and he's like,
fucking does just like four lines.
Rails, dude. All right, interesting. All right, is it a go for you? You're going to
continue? I will read issue 2 just to see what the fuck's going on.
What happens. Interesting. Okay, very cool, man. Very cool. All right, I got a lot of reading done this week again, dude, but I'm way dope. The first one I'm going to go with is, I think I'm going to go with, I'm going to review 2 of them.
Okay.
First one's going to be, they were so good, dude. All right, let's go with, Magneto first, dude. Now, this is Magneto number 2. This came out, fucking lovely book. Magneto taking up the mantle of protector of mutant kind once more. Magneto has begun to investigate crimes against mutants. His investigation brought him to a small town in Missouri where a young man had recently murdered a group of mutants. Looking to dole out his own brand of justice, Magneto assaulted the police station, last issue, where the man was being kept, only to discover that the murderer was actually a human Sentinel hybrid. But the destruction of the new Sentinel has only left Magneto with a new mystery. Where did it come from? So very cool, dude. So it starts off with one of the people that was in the fucking police station. It's one of the secretaries, I'm assuming.
Jesus.
And she's like, he was on a rampage, you know. He was after us. He was just fucking shit up. We have three people on the case, trying to figure out, like, okay, well, Magneto is back around, you know. It's like, all right, let's get these fucking not investigators, the press out of here. And he's like, those aren't the fucking press. It's like they're his fans are Magneto, and he's one of the kids is wearing a Magneto shirt. So just, you know, kids now standing up or thinking. Granted, it's more like an anti-hero now.
Now Magneto, when they're throwing, he's not at full power, so he's throwing like paper pins and shit.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
And in the last issue, he was literally using whatever he could, mm-hmm. and anything little, yeah.
Nice.
So it was very nice. Now this is called Magneto. Now he dresses as indiscreet as he can, and he's
bald
trying
head.
To figure out. I know, right?
Right.
Trying to figure out where this kid came from. So it's literally like a fucking bum village for the most part, dude. It's called Down Acres, and it's just a bunch of bums living in tents, dude. So he found out that the kid, the Sentinel prior, came from this fucking town, and he's like, "This just looks very familiar." And it goes into fucking a background where it goes to Warsaw, Germany, when he was 1942, when he was a kid, before he got taken to the concentration camps.
Spoilers, Magneto
survived
the Holocaust.
Yes, exactly.
Not his family, but he did.
Yes, yes. Now, that's why he has so much disdain, remorse towards humans, because, you know,
I would too.
Yeah, of course. Jesus. He has every right to. Now, just the interactions he has with his friends, their kids, they steal some fucking some grub. They're homeless. They get into some hole, but some fucking German cops fucking stop the kids. They interrogate one of them. Don't move. Magneto and his other friend inside make it safe. It goes back into current time again, back to Shantytown Village, and he meets the guy who's in charge, the head bum, I guess, dude. And he's like, you know, there's nowhere else to go. He's like, not true friend, although I'm sure it feels that way. Got a name? Max. Come with me, Max. We'll get you some food. So right off the bat, the bum master king is...
It looked like his vest looks like a Catholic...
Rope?
Like a robe.
Oh, the old man?
Yeah, kind of.
You know, it kind of does, actually. I didn't catch that. Nice. So the head bum fucking takes him inside, gives him some fucking coffee. He's like, he looks like he had, you know, some tough times. You know, he's like, we all do. And he's like, you look like you've seen tough breaks yourself. You as well as most, I suppose. You can let the bad times teach you something, or you can let them eat you up inside. Magneto asks, never both? You're welcome here, of course, so long as you pull your weight. And Magneto fucking grabs his hand and he starts interrogating him. He's like, all right. There's this fucking Jesus. Kid that came from fucking here. Tell me where the fuck he is, or, you know,
what the fuck.
Like, who's behind this? Is it you motherfuckers?
Your keys to your throat or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, you know, he's like, then they stop making offers. They stop asking. The ones who fight, those are the first to be taken. And so we put our heads down and hope to go unnoticed. So it's pretty much like there's a crew that comes to this shantytown village and takes
random
kids,
mutants or random kids.
No, more of the ballsier kids that are willing to fight. Like, don't belong here. Get the fuck out of here because you got fight in you. Those are the ones they're taking.
Okay,
kids like that goes back to fucking Magneto as a kid, and they're literally on the other side of the wall. They fucking blast his fucking friend.
Fuck.
So it's just
straight
everything.
Straight up 187.
Actually, yeah, yeah. So I mean, he sees Hitler, everything, dude. I mean, it's just like. Is it true?
Hitler?
Were you smuggling? Well, this homeboy
so
right here.
The fucking the little mustache?
Yeah. So fucking just very cool. And actually, I don't think it's Hitler. Sorry, guys. so, yeah, my bad, dude. Anyway, so, it just goes to there. And the friend just, you know, they fucking again, cold-blooded
shit.
Fucking shoot him, dude. Magneto fucking feels terrible. Like, he's his friend fucking just got shot.
Fucking smoked.
Now, yes, exactly. Goes back to current time, Magneto, now at Shantytown Village. He's like, I never saw Levi again. Perhaps his family went into hiding. Perhaps they escaped. Perhaps, but it's not likely. In his final moments, Abner chose to utter Levi's name and not mine. So his friend didn't fucking dime him up. Excuse me. So now it shows Magneto putting rusty nails together, grabbing a bunch of shit.
That's so cool, dude.
Now, yes, because he has to rely on whatever he can. So he's literally waiting in, you know, just waiting for these quote-unquote people, whoever they might be, to come and hopefully take over this village or find their next victim, whatever. Victims. As soon as fucking they get in, it looks like a fucking sort of like a SWAT, some sort of military people. And as soon as they step in, Magneto just uses all the tax nails he's fucking been grabbing, and he just fucking starts fucking them up. And he gets so gangster now, you know, they have nails in their heads, their arms, everywhere, that he's just fucking... He's literally scrapping with them now and kicking their ass, breaking necks. He really doesn't care, dude. He's like, those are not Omega Sentinels. They would have sensed the ambush. They are just men. And I suppose I could take it easy on them. But mercy is a luxury I can't afford. And as he's breaking necks, dude.
Fucking mercy? He's killing them.
One of the guys is like, who the fuck are you? And his hands are nailed up, uses the fucking... nail hand to fucking stab his own fucking face, dude.
Oh, snap.
So he's on a rampage. He fucking picks up the gun with his power, and it's just, you know, as with Levi's, sacrifice. There was a reason Abner was killed. A reason I saw it happen. There were lessons to be learned. And it's pretty much he straight up point blank fucking kills the last, shoots the fucking last guy.
He raises the gun and shoots the gun without using his hand?
You know, that's the weird thing. So technically, he's still using his power.
Do you think his power is getting stronger for lifting up
the gun? You know, I don't know. Because issue number one, he was able to use all the metal to make his suit.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I guess as long as it's not anything heavy, you know, perhaps, dude. But bad times teach you lessons, and then they eat you alive. Just as hopelessness can crush your spirit and turn you into a monster. So he's on a rampage trying to figure out who's killing mutants, and not only who's killing mutants, but who's building these new Omega Sentinels.
Fuck, that's pretty sick.
So loved it. That was one of my books of the week. I loved Loki number two was great too. Number two or three?
Three.
It was excellent, but the last one I'm going to go through is Trillium. This is a Vertigo title. This is Trillium number 8, guys. It's the last of the set. It's written and drawn by Jeff Lemire. In a nutshell, it's a future. They show a girl named... her name is Nika. It's the year is 3797 in the future. Now, the planet she comes from, she is... her planet's dying.
Okay,
now there's a pyramid with a bunch of lotuses, and with these lotuses, like, it gives them oxygen for a certain amount of time, or these lotuses help their people survive and breathe and, like, you know, fight sicknesses, whatever it might be. So she goes searching through this pyramid, or searching, you know, finds this pyramid, and she meets some alien creatures. Now, this is the very cool book. The thing that intrigued me about this comic is this is the one, the flip-flopping.
So,
on top of that, now, that's Nika's side of the story. There's another guy who, his name is William. He's from, I want to say, the Vietnam War. And so, this is more current timeline to us. And he's in the war, he's in the jungles, and he comes across this, quote-unquote, pyramid, too, in our timeline.
Okay.
So, he goes into this fucking pyramid because a bunch of fucking headhunter people or tribesmen are trying to kill them. So, it's him and his uncle, they book it to this fucking pyramid, and... the same thing for Nika somebody's after her too. So they're both freaking out. They both run to this temple pyramid in their own timelines. But when they meet each other, they're both freaked the fuck out. And they're like, holy shit, somebody's after me. And she's like, holy shit, somebody's fucking after me. And it's just weird because it's a guy and a girl, and the way they're able to communicate because they know how scared they are, and they know they're not there to hurt each other because they both know what they're feeling.
Right.
So very cool. They go into the pyramid together, and they come across these aliens. The alien asks them to fucking eat these lotus flowers. They eat the lotus flowers, and it's like a psychedelic trip to them. And they're able to speak each other's language.
Like fucking doing E or?
Kind of, yeah. Because it's weird, like they eat, and it looks like they throw up, but some essence comes out, and it's just some weird-looking essence, and that's how they're able to communicate with each other. I'm sorry. So this one, as the story progresses, the story ends up flip-flopping. Now, again, guys, this is an interesting comic. This is what probably intrigued me the most about it was as you go through Nika's side of the story, you have to read your comic one way, and then when you get to William's side, you literally have to flip the comic over and read his section, and then when it goes back to her, you gotta flip-flop the comic, Jesus. Which is just very interesting for Jeff Lemire to pull off. This one starts now. Okay, issue number by three, it goes to Nika. Something happens after these psychedelic lotuses that they flip-flop where they're from now. So now she's in the military, our time, and now he's going through her experience on her planet, and he's the space guy. Now, it's just interesting because it gives insight on, like, how they're learning about each other, mm-hmm. what they went through. And, you know, it goes through that about fucking maybe 2-3 issues on them just experiencing this new life in the other person's shoes while still living theirs. So now she's got the military garb on, and he's got, you know, his fucking space suit. So pretty much there's a...
This is the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, one of their ships is literally coming crashing down to their planet. It's infected, and it's just got some contagious virus that's about to fucking crash land into it. So now it's Nika, it's William, and it's fucking William's uncle, and he's like, you know, I'm so sorry, I never believed you. And there's another character, I guess, Essie, is pretty much what Jarvis is to Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
So they have it on the intercom. And they're like, you know, is there any way for us to get the fuck out of here? It's like, you guys have to book it right fucking now. And she says, you know what? There's something you guys can do. But, you know, and the uncle's like, you know what? I'm going to buy you guys some time. You guys, if you guys don't survive, you know, it's the end of civilization. Like, it dies with you. So he's like, you know, I'll try to stop the ship that's coming crashing down. And it's his uncle. He loves him. He takes off, dude. So Nika and William jump in their ship. And this ship they have now, everyone's in like a crow, in like a stasis state where like frozen.
Okay.
Okay, so these are the last survivors. I want to say there's 1,000 people. So actually the end of civilization would die with them because they need to book it now. Yeah.
Okay.
So as the uncle's stopping, literally crashing with the ship that's oncoming, Nika and William fucking are barely able to fly off. Now, during the explosion, their ship, of course, is gonna fucking take damage, dude. We made it. And the alarm starts going off, dude. She's like, Nika, and this is Essie now. She's like, Nika, we appear to have taken shrapnel in the control shuttle's main fuel cell. We are venting power rapidly. No. What? Nika, William, I'm afraid the situation is bad. We have already vented half of our power supply. I have shut off the damaged section, but we have lost too much power to sustain essential ship and systems. This massive energy level is required to keep cryo chambers functioning.
Okay.
So they're trying to come up with a plan. If the pod shut down, will the colonists wake? There's an automated revival protocol in the cryo chamber. Were there to just shut down, they'd all die. She's like, what if we channeled the remaining power to the cryo deck and use that section's loading jet as a propulsion system?
Wow.
So they figure out a way, like, okay, we can get the fuck out of here. Essie gets back to them. Yes, if we detach, we can use that power to propel us, but we need somebody in here to fucking control the fucking ship.
Okay.
So Nika's like, you know, go with the fucking people, you know, go save yourself. And this is very cool because I'm not a lovey-dovey guy, dude. It was a lovey-dovey fucking comic book, dude.
Right, right.
So he's like, I'm not going to let you go, Nika. Like, I'm going with you. You know?
Nice.
So, you know, in just the interaction they have, dude, he's like, no, Nika, you don't understand. It's decided as to start channeling all the power to the cryo deck and prep 2 cryo pods for me, for William and me. One of you, presumably you, Nika, and this is Essie. Nika will have to go out into space to cut the cryo deck couplings free. You will be left behind.
Fuck
it. They're just fucked. And again, William says, you know, I'm not going to go without you. And just the interaction, he's like, wait, I'm going back to sleep. And she's like, William, there is no time for this. I have to get out of here. I'm sorry, but no, I'm going with you. I'll help you uncouple the cryo deck. If you're staying, so am I. I'm not leaving you here alone. I can't ask you to do that after everything we've been through. And he's like, after everything we've been through, don't you realize we're meant to be together?
Nice.
And so... They just look at each other. No, they just give each other a hug, dude. That's you know, she's like, that's, we barely know each other, William. We've only spent a few hours together. And he interrupts her, and yet I feel like I've always known you. And you can't tell me you don't feel it, too. Before all of this, I was broken, Nika, but as soon as I saw you, I knew that I wasn't alone anymore. And you were broken, too. I was broken, but together we're not broken anymore. So they go outside to cut these fucking power cells, whatever. They both get their job fucking taken care of, and now Nika tells fucking William that, or actually tells SC, like, okay, we don't need you anymore. We have like 20 hours left of air left, so I want you to jump into the cryo fucking ship, and I want you to be their AI. Make sure you fly them safely to wherever you can.
Nice.
And it's like, well, we're going to die anymore anyways, so we don't need you. And they kind of sell her bye. So they lose contact with her. I will, Nika. Goodbye. Goodbye, SC. And they see, like, a black hole. They're literally in their space. It's literally gravity status, dude.
Jesus.
And she's like, you know, let's fucking just see what's in the black moon. Sometimes they say it's a, you know, you can get to other dimensions. And he's like, I'll follow you anywhere. Like, we're going to die anyways. Like, we have nothing to lose. So they fucking float to this fucking black hole type of deal. And it's just like, they're, I don't know.
It's like a toilet.
Yeah. And it's just interesting because their life is flashing before their eyes, dude. And the struggles they went through in their own lives. Mm-hmm. And then even meeting each other. Like, it's just... And it's Jeff Lemire's writing anyways, dude.
It's a drawing, too, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he... It's just, you know, them... It looks like they survived. And I love that fucking panel, dude. I just dig on it, dude. So Jeff Lemire, great. And this is where it ends, dude. So I thought, like, okay... Maybe they survived, but then there's like a star, and just the symbolism means like there's no way, like they,
yeah.
Now, very cool. The star represents like the people that were in the frozen state. They were able to fucking colonize, and they found a planet, and it's just now the villagers and people know what people Essie and or Nika and William had to give up to save them, and they're like giving them homage by like drawing pictures to them because
that's cool.
They saved their life. So again, not a lovey-dovey guy. Fucking loved the fuck out of this book though, dude. it's a Vertigo title. It's truly Jeff Lemire written, drawn by. I loved it, and I hope people give it love. Trade paperback should be dropping soon, guys. So I have each single issue. I'm going to pick up the trade paperback just because. I thought it was dope, dude. And nice. To see how, again, how...
back and forth.
Yeah, on a trade paperback, dude. So, cool, again, book of the week for me, and I loved it. So, yeah. What else you got?
Cool. Real quickly, I'm not going to spoil the book, but it's Black Science 5.
Oh, you yeah.
So this book was great. It has a lot of answers into it if you're reading it. We find out who sabotaged the pillar. The pillar is the thing that makes them go from dimension to dimension. Someone fucked it up, and then they're kind of just jumping and jumping and jumping.
X-Men?
What do you mean?
No, I'm like, I'm missing the X-Men's boss.
No. Okay, they're fucking... They don't know where they're jumping. They're trying to jump to get home to fix it, but mm-hmm. We find out who sabotaged it in the group.
Interesting.
In this book, the main character, Grant, has two kids, mm-hmm. and someone from the future comes to the past.
Okay.
And tries to save the kids, but the kids are not having it. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Interesting.
The kids meet up with somebody that's special to them.
Interesting.
Grant tells them, you know, yeah, those are not the right people. Everything comes out in this issue.
Okay.
The relationship with Grant was having kind of comes out.
Okay.
In front of the kids.
Mm.
So I'm interested in seeing how the kids handle the relationship he had with another girl.
Interesting. Okay, this is Black Science number 5.
Yeah, so
this
it's
is
really...
written by Rick created and written by Rick Remender and Mateo Scalera.
The artist fucking
yeah, scroll through them if you don't
beautiful,
mind.
Beautiful, dude.
I know you love this comic, dude. Excuse me. Wow, that was terrible. Trade paperback should be dropping soon, dude.
Yeah, so it's really good. Really great book. If you're reading it, this issue is awesome.
Nice. The art looks lovely, dude. And Rick Remender, I love his writing anyways.
Yeah.
Mike Remender. I meant Rick Remender. Mike Lapine, that's for you, homie. Okay. Did you jump on board right off from the beginning?
Yeah, from the beginning. Okay.
You've been up to date since.
I read a lot of
Okay, books. Very cool, very cool. All right, man. So, all right, I dig. I can't wait to get my hands on the trade paperback, dude.
Cool, man. What else we got?
Do you want to toss out anything, dude? You guys, if you guys have anything you want to tell us, as far as, you know, hit us up on Twitter. Feel free to hit us up, Adam.
Bob Mem the Beaner.
I'm at For the Villain, guys. We appreciate you guys listening to us. Everyone in our champagne room. You guys are fucking awesome. So that's a shout out to Mike, to Lupe, to Lynn, to we have Corey in there now.
I haven't seen her speak.
She was on. You guys totally keep missing each other. And she's down to do Google Chats with us whenever we do another video.
Cool.
So much love to you guys. If you guys see us, the Geeky Awards, still retweet the fuck out of those for us, guys. We're over the fact that we're going to win. But the award looks pretty sick. That fucking phaser gun is pimp, dude.
That's fucking badass.
And you know what, guys? We told our listeners, actually our Champagne Room people, that if we win the award, we're going to wear Adam's going to wear his hashtag, My D and Your V Are Dating Casually shirt. And I'm going to wear a hashtag Red Rocket Orgy shirt, guys.
All right.
So we are going to be ourselves out there. And yeah, dude, it would be a badass to thank you guys in front of a giant stage like that. So retweet the fuck out of those. Let's get us in there. And thanks. Much love. And thanks.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Peace out.
Thanks.